Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, we're back right at you guys once again. All things covered, Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, another jam-packed show for you. A special episode, because you guys know what time it is. As you smell the grass outside, you see the sprinkler systems moving around. Football is here. It's around the corner. And with that being said, this is our Steelers training camp preview, because our very own Pat P will be participating in training camp, his first time in Latrobe. So all our faithful listeners and watchers out in Latrobe, when you see Pat P, make sure you make him feel like he is at home. So for this show, you don't want to go anywhere at all. We will be teasing training camps. I will give you guys the biggest things that I'm watching in regards to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And please chime in our comment section. If you think I hit on the three biggest things to watch, let me know. If you don't think I hit on the three biggest things, let me know what you think I missed out on. Then, of course, before we tap into anything else, we're going to get our very own Pat P to kind of give his mindset, his opinions on his. Pat P, this is your 13th training camp?
13th training camp.
Album number 13. we need this album to go platinum.
Yeah, man. Hell, I thought my last album went platinum, but I guess the fans didn't bind up in my mixtapes.
Hey, you right. Hey, but we need this one right here to go platinum. We need you to go out. What's get a Grammy and then get double platinum? We need all that, right?
No doubt about it, man. Like I said, the Grammy would probably be like the all pro, you know, going to the ESPYs, that'll kind of be like my Pro Bowl. What I mean? I'm gonna put it in that perspective.
No question. But we're gonna see. But it starts today.
Yep.
This is where it starts. This is where the foundation is led. But before we get into our show, for our faithful listeners and viewers, we need that love right now. We need that all things covered love from you guys. The show is up for nomination to advance to the final stage of the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Once again, it seems like every year we get nominated, but we have yet to bring home the hardware. Help us change that little rut that we're in currently. So here's what all it takes. Click the link in the episode description, sign up super fast, and select ATC in the best black posted category in regards to all things covered. Please show us some love. You guys been rocking with us since the beginning. And like I said, over the last, I think, 3 years, Pat P, we've been nominated, but dang, we keep coming up empty handed. Yeah, you know, I feel like the Buffalo Bills, you know, back in the 90s when they were going to the Super Bowls, but they never could win it.
Wide right, wide left.
Yeah. No question, man. I don't want to be Scott Norwood anymore, man. I want to be Adam Vinatieri. I want to kick the game right. winner. You know what I mean? To get this award. So yeah,
back. I really think though, now having the Steeler faithful or the Steeler Nation behind us, I think now we'll probably have a greater chance of bringing that trophy home sooner than later.
I agree with you 1,000%. So Steeler Nation, you guys know what to do. Like I said, click the link in the episode description, sign up super fast, and vote for All Things Covered in regards to Best Black Hosted Category. And let's go ahead and enjoy this ride. Pat P. Yes, sir. You're already in Pittsburgh. You locked and loaded. Mentally, you feel good. Your body feel good. When you talk about where you are in your career, album number 13, year 13 for you, outstanding Hall of Fame-like career thus far. We all know you want that sticky Lombardi to add to your resume. But does the thought cross your mind at all that this could be your final training camp, depending on what happens throughout the season?
No, not really, Mac. You know, I feel like if I let myself get to that point now while I'm getting ready for the season, I'm not prepared. You know, my mind is in the wrong place, you know, so as of right now, you know, my body feels extremely well. Everything's clicking on all cylinders right now. So I'm not looking at it. You know, I signed a 2-year deal, you know, so I'm a guy that always like to fulfill, my obligation, you know. So at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the team on how I perform this year, if they want me to come back or not. But, you know, my goal is obviously to finish out these two seasons and see what happens after that.
And based on how mini camp and OTAs went, how do you think this training camp will compare to your previous 12 training camps?
Man, like I told you early on when I first got here going through spring OTAs and mini camps, that, you know, this is probably the most intense, you know, training camp, spring camp that I've ever been a part of. So now I can only imagine, you know, how it's going to be now that we have our pads on. You know, I found out, you know, very, very early that we have a bunch of dogs on the Steeler football team and guys that are about that action. And you can't do nothing but love that, because we're making each other better each and every day. So therefore, when we line up across an opponent, it won't be our let's test the water, you know, because we're hitting the ground running each and every day we step on that practice field. So like coach always say, we can't warm up to it, you know, so we're getting prepared, you know, for the season right now, because we know it's going to be a long grind to get where we want to go.
And Pat P, I give you a little bit of insight. It's going to be a lot of energy. The enthusiasm will be at an all-time high every day. And you've been fortunate enough to play clearly 12 great years. This will be your 13th. So you've been with two organizations, the Arizona Cardinals and the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Training camp in Latrobe, I'm going to tell you this much right now. I don't care what day of the week it is. I'm not talking about the weekends, because, you know, doing weekend practices, that's where you expect to see a lot of people, because a lot of people ain't working, right? Mm-hmm. It's the weekend.
Yep.
But in Latrobe, it don't matter Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They're going, the fans will be there. I, for one, think no one works in Latrobe. Or just the Steeler fans, because how can Steeler fans be there so faithfully every weekday practice with a 9-to-5?
Right.
So what you're going to see, Pat P, listen, you're going to see the most fans you've ever seen in training camps in your 12 years of being in the National Football League. And you're going to be like, bruh, is this for real? Like, like it's like 20,000 here, 30,000 here on a weekday.
Being a defensive player, we thrive off the fans. We love the fans' energy, because we feel like they're our 12th man, making it harder for the offensive opposition, you know, get first downs or to score, just making it harder on them. So just being around this fan base is definitely eye-opening to me, because just being around the town, man, everywhere you go, it's all about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you can't
tell you
nothing but love that, because it's put me back in that college atmosphere, back in Baton Rouge, where it was about LSU. LSU ran the town. LSU players were God. And they just rolled out the red carpet for us. And it seemed like it's that same type of atmosphere here in Pittsburgh. So I'm excited to finally be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
We'll get to the team stuff a little later, but personally, do you have any goals for yourself? I ask you this every year when we do our show, and I can't remember exactly what your personal goals were last year.
I think it was six or seven.
But boy, if it was six, you hit it dead on the mark. You had five or six last year.
I had five, and I should have had seven because I dropped those two picks in Arizona.
So yeah, you were trying to showboat.
Yeah, I was trying to showboat, but it is okay. What it is. I got five. But my goal this year,
what you got?
Being all over the field, man. And we got those dogs up front. They can stay healthy and keep hunting. The quarterback's just going to throw the ball blindfold. So to be quite honest with you, Mac, this might could be a career high.
So your career high, what was your career high? What, year two? What seven. You had, seven?
Yep.
Oh, so you're saying if this could be a career high, you're trying to give away Ocho?
Ocho Cinco. So so now this year, when I get my eight, it won't be no disputation on where I should be at the end of the year.
Oh, so it sounds like you directing that statement to PFF. Because
I'm just saying, man, I didn't make nothing last year, and I thought I had a hell of a year last year.
Yeah, you didn't get no Pro Bowl nod. You didn't get an alternate.
So this year, nothing. I must need eight. I must need eight, Coach.
But PFF had you in the top 10 at the end of the season, but now you're 35th.
Yeah. I think I was not like number six.
Yeah, you finished sixth last year.
And now I'm 32 without no games played.
How you not one game played yet? Somebody played a game, Pat B. Somebody played a game with you. You've been out there, man. Ain't doing what you're supposed to do for you to be 32. You finished at six with no game played, and now you're at 32. So 31.
So I finished at six with games played, and now I'm at 32 with no games played.
There's 31 corners better than you according to PFF right now.
With no games played.
Madden gave you an 85 rating, which is 17th among cornerbacks. How do you feel about that?
Quite honestly, I really don't care about the Madden ratings. I don't even play Madden. So as long as they keep cutting my check and my name is still on the back of my jersey.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
No question. Yeah, because, but back in the day, for our listeners and our viewers, Pat P used to play Madden. He used to be on the sticks, but he's a veteran now. He don't have no time for that because he gotta get ready.
Kids, they want to do stuff every day when I get home. So it's tough now.
Yeah. Who are a few guys that you got a chance to see throughout the offseason regiment that you're excited to see in training camp? Some young guys.
Oh man, young guys.
I want to throw a name out to you while you're thinking.
Okay.
Calvin Austin.
Yes, we talked about him.
That was
one of the names I was going to bring up, but we talked about him previously, so I wasn't going to bring him up again. I was just going to – Joey Porter, he's been doing nothing but great things in camp. Trice, big – those two big corners has been doing outstanding work throughout spring ball. So I'm excited to see, how those guys react when the bullets are really live, when it's for real football now, because soccer practice is over. We can't have mistakes, that we have, because now the mistakes can cost us, So I'm excited to see those guys take that next step coming into training camp. And one more guy I'll probably have to say is GP, man.
George Pickens.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see him, man. I got a couple of glimpses of him, throughout spring ball.
Have you covered him a little bit during the offseason?
No, I have not yet, but I know I would get my fair share of opportunities here coming up this week in training camp. So those probably the four guys, like I said, Austin, those are the four guys that I'm looking forward to seeing in training camp now that the bullets are live.
Okay. And also, personal question for you. Keanu Neal is another veteran who you guys added to the secondary. He's like a thumper. Is his role in the defense based on what you've seen so far?
Man, I call him KO because like you say, he's a thumper.
He's knocking people out. Yeah, he's knocking people out.
He's coming to bring the pain for sure. KO's going to be kind of all over the place. We all know that he's a great tackle. We all know that he loves the contact. So you can expect him to be around that box area, getting after the quarterback a little bit. I believe that we have so many guys on this defense side of the ball, especially in the secondary, that is so interchangeable. And I believe that's what's going to make us so unpredictable, you know, when we finally start to put these game plans together, start to, you know, go out there against these opposing offenses, because they're not going to really know where guys are. Mm-hmm. You know, so the beauty of this defense and what TA is doing with this with the back end players, I think it's just definitely it's going to help us confuse the quarterback a lot more.
And do you feel disrespected that the Steelers have the fourth best odds, even though you don't know anything about the odds? I'm telling you right now, you guys have the fourth best odds to win the AFC North. People are pretty much saying best case scenario, you're going to finish fourth in your division.
Sure.
Those are similar opinions that we had to endure in 2008. Mm-hmm. Most people said third or fourth. But right now, a lot of people are sleeping all the way on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you feel any disrespect with that, Pat Pete?
Honestly, Mac, no, I don't feel any disrespect for of that, because all the teams I played on never got respect.
So you're used to it.
I'm used to it at this point. So at the end of the day, the games have to be played. You know, mm-hmm. we have to go out there, strap our cleats up, execute the game plan to get the W's that we need, you know, to get ourselves in the second half of the season, which is the postseason. So, I mean, all the naysayers, you know, all the, you know, all the analytics may say that we're not, you know, a good team or not positioned to be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But that ball got to be rolled out at some point.
No question. And we're going to see week one.
No doubt about it.
Is a playoff caliber team.
Right. So once the ball get rolled out, you know, I love the talent that we have. I love our coaching staff. I love the head coach who's leading us. Now it's just going to come upon us to get the job done, executing the game plan and going out there playing for one another.
No question. Yeah. I think some people see disrespect as a way to add motivation, but you guys are already fired up and motivated anyway, because you already know exactly what the task is at hand you're trying to accomplish. But this just adds a little more fuel to the fire, because no one's really giving you guys no respect. Second year quarterback, a lot of interchangeable pieces added to the team. And some of the other teams in the division, they have more foundation at the quarterback position. So that's why they kind of get in the odds in regards to the AFC North. But at the end of the day, the game is played on the football field, and that's the most important thing.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So, our listeners and our viewers, this is the time you've been waiting for, right? BMAC top 3 things to watch at Steelers minicamp starting next week. Number 1 for me, Pat P.
What
and
is
our
it,
listeners, Matt? Like I said, chime into our comment section, flood it if you agree or if you disagree. Number 1 for me, I am watching the development of Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada. The reason why I'm watching these two guys closely, number 1, they're tied to the hip. Remember Matt Canada? He saw a lot of criticism. He faced a lot of criticism because of the offensive structure, the scheme, the style, the inconsistencies, especially in the red zone, and just outright people just said it was predictable, right? So will we see more, will we see an update? You know how your iPhone got to get that update every blue moon?
The software
update. Will the Pittsburgh Steelers offense get that update? Right?
You asked me,
huh?
You asked me, did we hit the update?
I hope y'all got the update. I hope it ain't that iPhone 7. What the newest one is, the 14?
You need the iPhone 14, Jack.
Yeah, we had to get the iPhone 14 because I feel like this, Pat P, if the offense is different than what we saw last year, is more variety, it's more spices added, that's going to help number 8 in Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
I think that will help number 8 in Kenny Pickett. So that's the first thing I'm watching in regards to top 3 things for Steelers training camp. The development of Kenny Pickett along with Matt Canada. Did Matt Canada go in his bag this offseason? Did he get creative? I don't care if he got to go play some Madden. Do something to show us another side of what we saw last year that wasn't consistently working. Number 2, in regards to what BMAC is watching for Steelers training camp, Najee Harris. We didn't really see the Najee we thought we was going to see. He came into camp dealing with a foot injury. I feel like that foot injury lingered throughout the entire season. And we didn't see that guy that we thought we would see based on the success he had in his rookie year. Now, Najee Harris, he ran for over 1,000 yards last year. His rookie year, he had 1,200 yards. But the issue that I have with Najee Harris, Pat P, is this. In 2021, he had 1,200 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns, almost 500 yards receiving, which is pretty good numbers, 74 receptions. But his yards per carry was 3.9. Now go back to last year, he had 1,034 yards, 41 receptions, 229 yards. His yards per carry was 3.8. The reason why that's an issue for me, we know he's an explosive guy. He's a big guy. I need to see that yards per carry improve. Jaylen Warren, the backup for us a year ago, he averaged 4.9 yards a carry. Every time he touched the football, he almost got a half a first down, basically. And then when you factor in the top rushers from a year ago, out of the top 20 rushers, Pat P, Najee was the only one that was in that top 20 in regards to rushing yards a year ago that did not average 4 point yards per tote. He has to find a way to get into that 4 point yard area. Josh Jacobs, who led the league in rushing, he averaged 4.9. Derrick Henry, 4.4. Nick Chubb, 5.1. Saquon Barkley, 4.4. Miles Sanders, 4.9. Those were the top 5 rushers a year ago. Najee is too explosive of a runner to not be in the 4 point something in regards to yards per carry, which will help the young quarterback out as well.
Yes.
So will we see that explosive nature? Will we see the burst from Najee? We know he has the power. We know he has the move. We know he has the hurdling ability. But I need to see Najee get out of that 3 point whatever in regards to yards per carry. Okay. Final thing that I'm watching. Final thing. What will the inside linebacker position look like, right? When you look at what we did, our two starters right now did not play with the Pittsburgh Steelers a year ago. And Cole Holcomb and Elandon Roberts. Holcomb played with Washington. Roberts played with the Miami Dolphins. Both guys have played real good football a year ago. Very, very versatile. Good tacklers. They swarm to the football. But that inside linebacker has been a position that we've been trying to find some type of validation in quite some time. And if you know anything about the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, inside linebacker, that's a top priority in regards to having legit go-getters at that spot, at those spots. And we've been kind of playing around musical chairs. Because like I said, the two guys that started for us last year at those same two positions are no longer there. So will they be able to solidify and reach the standards that the past big-time inside linebackers have set? We have to wait and see. But I can tell you this much, Pat P, watching Holcomb and watching Roberts last year, they can play football.
No doubt about it.
And I'm pretty sure you got a real good glimpse of what they can do without the pads on. What'd you say?
Mark Robb, too.
Yeah. I forgot about him as well. So, and Mark Robertson played some pretty good football last year when he got opportunity.
Yep.
And he's a little shorter than some of the other guys I mentioned, but boy, he can get to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree with all three of those things that you said. We're definitely going to have a strong running game in Najee. Kenny, his development coming into year 2 is going to be huge. In the linebacker position, I feel like, you know, like you said, Cole and E-Rob, those guys played a some great ball, you know, and for some with some very stout defenses as well. Those guys are very smart, in tune with one another, and they look very good so far out there in spring ball. So I'm excited to see what those guys are going to do when we finally put the pads on. But I'm not questioning if those guys are going to fill up those gaps, because both of those guys are willing to come downhill and meet the running back there for sure.
Man, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I know you know ball. You've seen a lot of ball. And that should make a lot of our listeners and our viewers feel pretty good hearing that, because we know how important that inside linebacker position is to our defense, to our team in totality, and just the physical nature that has to be on display week in and week out when you play that spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, Pat P, listen, it's training camp time. And for our listeners and our viewers that will be in Latrobe cheering on the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially this first week of training camp, all things covered will be there live and in color. Please, if you see us, give us a shout out. Show us some love. We'll show you some guys some love as well. And like I said, chime into our comment section in regards to the training camp preview we just went over. If anything that we missed on, any guys that you're excited to see, I, for one, want to see Calvin Austin. I want to see his speed on display. I want to see him making people miss. Man, happy for Alex Highsmith, who got the new extension. He's happy. So we got two bookend edge rushers that can go get you double-digit sacks. And don't forget about Marcus Golden.
Don't forget about my boy Cam in the middle.
Cam Hayward in the middle as well, man. Listen, this, well, I just like the names. When you just start talking the names before you just start rolling off names, man. Mika, Pat P, Kayo, Casey, Porter, man, Levi. Hayward. Why?
Levi had about 4 or 5 picks last year, too.
Yeah, man, we got some boys. It's gonna be competition after competition, man. Every day, man. Listen, don't miss it. All we gotta do is just stay healthy.
Yep.
And Matt Canada, I hope you've been playing Madden, because I want to see some creativity. And I want to see you throwing that thing. Then listen, don't be playing around. Don't be playing around. You got dog after dog after dog on that offense. Let the leash off and let them run through the neighborhood and cause some hell while they do it.
Yeah, and like Mike T and my defensive back coach say, the time is now.
No question. Time is now. So, Pat P, we will be seeing you in a few days live.
Matt, putting on real quick, number 20 on. This is what I think we should add to the show when we come next week. You know how Thursday Night Football be having the fans behind the set and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can integrate that somehow on the show in Latrobe. I think that'd be.
Hey, well, we got our producer Eric on, so let's see what we can do, how we can make that happen.
Yeah, I think that'd be dope.
No doubt. Okay, Pat, fans, make sure you chime in next week. We got a show coming to you live from Latrobe, PA, and we got much more coming as we get ready for this outstanding 2023 Pittsburgh Steelers season. And Pat P already told you his goal. He want 8 of them things.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.